Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
It's KWI. And last name is Kim.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's 11944 Centralia Road, apartment 102. Hawaiian Gardens, California, 90716.
Okay. So you're the daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, I see your order was done on November 20th for $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. You're saying that your mother did not place the order, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud mem are full for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Would that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment then.
I just using the yoga account cancel hasn't gone out, and then later, and then the pending될 거야 to get the money back, and then investigate 먼저 하고, and then I investigate 할 때 돈 준대.
어떤 건지 표시해.
Give me one moment. Okay, so I've canceled the account. The account has been flagged as far, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up with her information. The claim as well has been sent over to the local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. And whatever place order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. On my side, I have issued 3 full refunds of $49.97. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.